Kalim chapter 25, Mishnah 7. Kol HaKalim Yeshlem Achran V'soich. Any utensil, which all utensils, which have a reverse side and an interior, V'yesh Lahem Beis Tzavia, and it has a finger hold. Right, it has a finger hold. So what's a finger hold? So there are different kinds of finger holds, but the first kind that we're dealing with over here is some kind of depression on the back of the utensil to give the fingers a better grip on it. Yeah. So they could hold it properly. And what's the halacha is teaching us over here? That if the impure liquid touches the finger hold, then only the finger hold becomes impure. The rest of the reverse side and the interior remain impure. So we also look at... remain pure. What did I say? Impure. Impure, sorry. So we look at this finger hold as like a separate part of the utensil. We don't look at it as we look at it like the rest of the utensil. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, he says, La Reva Gedola Shel Eitz. He says, no, this finger hold only applies to large wooden troughs, which are big, not small utensils, but big wooden troughs. They've got like a handle, almost like a handle, where you stick your hands in it, an indentation, and move it. He says this halacha of treating it separately, the finger hold, only applies to large wooden troughs. Doesn't apply to smaller utensils which have a finger hold. That's according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Lekosas. He says, no, it even applies to cups, right, which have finger holds. And this halacha that the finger hold is treated separately even applies to the cup of the to cups. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says la yadam hatmas v'hatoras. He says it applies whether the hands are pure or impure. We'll see what this means now. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, he says lo amru el yadam tahoras belvad. He says it only applies in a case where the hands are pure. So the next mission is going to go into the case of the hands that are pure. In the case that our hands that are impure, which they argue about, so explains the Kati over here that if his hands were impure, right, and the reverse side of the cup is pure, and there's a little bit of moisture on the reverse side of the cup, he's allowed to touch the cup by the finger hold without worrying that he'll touch the moisture and make the reverse side of the cup impure. That's the case of the impure hands. And we'll see in the next mission the case of the pure hands.